Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ to week 6, the grace of God and the all-inclusive spirit. Tuesday, related verses. Numbers 6, verses 24 to 26. Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Psalm 36, verses 8 and 9. They are saturated with the fatness of your house, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Ephesians 2, verse 7. That he might display in the ages to come the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 1 verse 2. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in the sanctification of the Spirit, unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. 2 Peter 1 verse 2. Grace to you and peace be multiplied in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 1 verses 6 to 8. To the praise of the glory of his grace with which he graced us in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses according to the riches of his grace, which he caused to abound to us in all wisdom and prudence. Related reading. The blessing in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 14 is actually the same as that in Numbers 6 verses 23 to 26. The grace of the Lord is the Lord himself as life to us for our enjoyment. The love of God is God himself as the source of the grace of the Lord, and the fellowship of the Spirit is the Spirit himself as the transmission of the grace of the Lord with the love of God for our participation. The blessing here is not a matter of an excellent job, a nice house, a high education, and a good family life. Sometimes when we consider our situation, we may be disappointed and feel that we do not have anything. It may seem to us that everything under the sun and even everything in the spiritual field is vanity of vanities. We may feel that nothing is real, not even in the church life. What should we do when we feel this way? We should turn to the triune God. He is our real blessing and portion. In the blessing in Numbers 6, Jehovah bless you and keep you, is ascribed to the Father. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, is ascribed to the Son. And Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, is ascribed to the Holy Spirit. The Father blesses us, the Son shines upon us, and the Holy Spirit lifts up his countenance upon us. As a result, we are kept, we receive grace, and we have peace. Most of the epistles of Paul open with a word concerning grace and peace. Grace is of the Son, and peace is of the Spirit. Grace is somewhat objective. Peace is subjective. It is the result, the issue, of our enjoyment of grace. We receive grace in the Son, and we enjoy peace in the Spirit. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, full of grace. Of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Whereas the law was given through Moses, grace came through Jesus Christ. This grace is actually a person, Christ himself. When we receive grace, the result is that we have peace. This peace is the pneumatic Christ, the Christ who is the life-giving Spirit becoming the Spirit of peace within us. The blessing in Numbers 6, is the eternal blessing of the triune God, which is the triune God dispensing himself and his divine Trinity into us for our enjoyment. This is God's eternal blessing. What a blessing it is to have him as the blessing. What a blessing it is to have his face, his presence, and to enjoy him daily as grace. The more we suffer, the more we enjoy him as grace. What a blessing it is to have his countenance smiling upon us, assuring us and confirming us. And what a blessing it is to have peace in him, by him, and with him. Oh, may the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Psalm 36, verses 8 and 9 reveal the divine Trinity and his divine dispensing as the enjoyment of God's people in his house. The fatness refers to Christ the Son, the river of the divine pleasures, to the Spirit as the river of water of life, and the fountain of life and light, to the Father as the source of life and light. The triune God is working himself into his chosen and redeemed people to be their life and life supply in order to saturate their entire being with the divine Trinity, that is, with the Father as the fountain, the Son as the fatness, and the Spirit as the river.